And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of Radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, another one of our regular contestants, who we've not caught up with for about a month. We'll say good morning to Linda Cartwright. Hi, Linda.
Hiya, I would have guessed at Raptors as well.
Would you? Oh, I was worried for a second you were going to come on and tell me the answer, which was right, but...
No, I got last week's right.
Oh, did you? Oh, well done, well done. Is that the first time you've got it right?
No, I've got it right a few times. I got the Doll's House one right.
Fantastic. So, you've obviously got good lateral thinking skills over there.
I try.
Right, so we talked to you about a month ago, as I say. What have you been up to since then?
I've been to a couple of local craft fairs.
Right.
I went to one yesterday in Mould for Cornerstone.
Right.
And I did pretty well at that, but I don't always have time to craft.
Right. And what is it you craft, just in case anybody's wondering?
Handmade earrings, bracelets, sort of thing.
So it's a bit of a hobby, but it raises a bit of money as well.
Yeah, and I make my own Christmas cards. I don't buy Christmas cards.
Fantastic. And I always think if you get... Because I've got a cousin who always makes her own Christmas and birthday cards. And it's always extra special, isn't it? Because you know everybody else has just grabbed a box of Christmas cards from the supermarket and signed them. Whereas somebody that goes to the trouble of making their own, it's got to be something that's well thought out, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's therapeutic as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of putting it. Yeah, fantastic. Right, anyway, let's hope this is therapeutic as well. It's round one of the 60-second challenge. The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. In which part of Great Britain was Barry Gibb born?
Isle of Man.
Ali Campbell was the lead singer with which 80s group?
EB40.
Who won a Grammy Award in 1986 for the single Higher Love?
Elton John.
Which group has a guitarist called The Edge?
U2.
Who recorded an album called Private Dancer?
Tina Turner.
What was the name of Lloyd Cole's backing group?
The Commotions.
What group was Steve Winwood a member of before he joined Traffic?
Cockney Rebel.
Which female singer did Lennon and McCartney write Goodbye for?
Princess Diana.
In which American city did Elvis Presley perform most frequently?
Las Vegas.
Who received a Grammy Award for Wind Beneath My Wings in 89?
Bette Midler.
What instrument is a Fender Stratocaster?
It's a guitar.
And finally, who was the original lead singer with the 60s group Manfred Mann? And you can answer that one.
Pass.
You're going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hey, a pretty good score there, I think. You answered one.
So.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. And you passed on just one question, although I did hear Elton John crop up at one point.
Yeah.
But we'll allow that. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, so not a bad score. It's not bad at all. Well, that's right. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Right, let's go through the couple of that you slipped up on. Who won a Grammy Award in 86 for the single Higher Love? It was Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood. I knew afterwards.
Right, never mind. And, of course, he cropped up in the next question that you got wrong.
Yeah.
What group was Steve Winwood in before he joined Traffic? Probably before your time, because we're going back to the mid-60s for this one. Any idea? No.
No.
It was the Spencer Davis Group.
Oh, I have heard of them.
So you've heard of them, but it would have been difficult to find them. And this is another one which is probably before your time. Which female singer did Lennon and McCartney write the song Goodbye for? It was Mary Hopkins. Back in the 60s.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a good song as well. And finally, who was the original lead singer with the 60s group Manfred Mann? That was Paul Jones, later replaced by Mike Darbo. But Paul Jones was the answer. we're looking for. But you can hold your head up high. You've got a good score there, 8 out of 12 with one pass. And we'll probably talk to you in the new year now. So happy Christmas.
Yeah, and happy Christmas to everybody who listens as well.
Well, that's fantastic, Linda. Really good to talk to you. And we'll talk to you in 2024. Cheers.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now. Bye. That was a good start, wasn't it? 8 out of 12 with one pass. Now, do you reckon you can beat that score? If you can, get in touch now. Leave a message on Facebook with a contact phone number, please.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12.30, I should say. Time for round two of Radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. If you were with us an hour ago, you will have heard Linda Cartwright get her best score ever, 8 out of 12 with just one pass. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. We say good afternoon to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, good morning. Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Right, yeah. Now tell everybody the phone that you're calling us on this afternoon.
It's a Nokia. From the 1980s.
Wow, fantastic. Now, how come you've got such an old phone? There must be a logical reason for that.
Ah, well, my smartphone.
Right.
The screen was broken, so I took it to get fixed, but the man didn't have the right part, so he loaned me this antique roadshow one.
Right. So you will get it back eventually, so you'll be firing on all cylinders then. Brilliant.
I do hope so.
Yeah. And my suggestion is you don't take the old one back, but you try and sell it on eBay, because it could be worth a small fortune.
Well, yeah, maybe it might have to go missing.
indeed. Right, so were you listening at 11:30 when Linda was on?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, dear. Well, I tell you what you'll be able to do after your round. We'll put it on our website as a podcast so you can listen not only to yourself, but you can also listen to Linda and see how she got on.
Oh,
right.
Great.
Okay, then. So let's go back to the matter in hand. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, just say pass and we'll move on. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
And here they come. Which group included a cowboy, an Indian, and a policeman in its lineup?
Village People.
In which northern city was singer Elkie Brooks born?
Newcastle.
Which singer and songwriter released an album called Stanley Road?
Elton John.
Who had a number one with Young Love back in 1973?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, who had a number one hit with Young Love in 1973?
Johnny Osmond.
Who took the cover photo for Paul McCartney's very first solo album?
Linda McCartney.
In which Yorkshire city was singer Joe Cocker born?
Sheffield.
Who received a Grammy Award for the song What a Fool Believes in
1979? Chris
Rea. Which David was a member of both Deep Purple and Whitesnake?
Dave Gilmore.
Which female singer and songwriter shares her birthday with Emily Bronte? And there's a bit of a clue there.
Kate Bush.
And one final one, because we slipped up on one of them. In which South American country was the singer Christa Berg born?
Johannesburg.
You're going to go for that. That's not South America, for heaven's sake. That's South Africa.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, an E minus for geography. But anyway, let's see how you got on with those. You answered 10 questions in your allotted time. Two fewer than Linda. You didn't pass on any, although I think Elton John did appear a couple of times. And you answered, you got 5 questions right. So on this occasion, you're not a winner.
Oh, dear. Blame it on the old phone.
Yeah, that's right. You see, if you'd had an up-to-date phone, it would have been much better.
Yeah, blame it on the old Nokia.
indeed. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. The northern city that Elkie Brooks was born in was Salford in Manchester.
Oh, I thought she was a
Geordie. Well, there you go. You see, you've learned something there. The singer and songwriter who released an album called Stanley Road was one Paul Weller. Who received a Grammy Award for What a Fool Believes? It was the Doobie Brothers. And the David that was a member of Deep Purple and Whitesnake, not Dave Gilmour, but David Coverdale.
Of course, yeah.
And finally, the South American country where Christa Berg was born. It wasn't Johannesburg, as I'm sure you realise, but it was Argentina.
Oh, right. Same place.
Same place. Well, it's at the same part of the world. It's at the bottom, but it's in a different place altogether. Right. Okay. Well, thanks for taking part. We probably won't talk to you until the new year now. So all the best for Christmas, and we'll talk to you in 2024. Thanks. Yep. And fingers crossed when we talk to you next time, you'll have your phone back as well.
I hope so.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Bye. Another two good rounds of the quiz. But well done to Linda Cartwright, this week's champion.